This is Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution. I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild. Over 3 months, WYSO producers Lewis Wallace, Vanita Kelly, and I met every week with a group of 10 women incarcerated at the prison. One of the women in our class had recently been accepted into the dog training program at DCI. That's where prisoners train rescues to be service dogs. And the dogs live with the trainers 24/7 in the same housing unit.
My name is Diana Lins, and I used to rescue dogs. When I grew up, I was very lonely. I only had a dog and a couple of cats. And when I left home, somehow I felt like I needed to take in every animal that I saw. And I was living in a college town, attending college at UC, and I kind of got wrapped up in selling marijuana in order to support my dog habit, my dog rescue habit. I'd say it's a habit. It was, I mean, my habit was rescuing the dogs, not necessarily smoking the pot at the time. Everybody wanted weed on Fridays, and then kind of moved up to selling mushrooms or LSD or whatever it is that I could get, that I could make money on. Once I realized I could make more money selling some harder drugs, that I became addicted to those drugs, and my life had a downward spiral. So I moved out to the country because somebody told me, hey, I'll give you, let you move into this property, which is 2 acres, and you can have your dogs there. And everything was great, but trouble found me, and I just kind of fell into a deeper addiction to cocaine. So now I'm in a dog program here at DCI. It was probably about 4 years before I could finally get in the program. So I have to say that the first couple years I was an emotional mess. They had me on a lot of meds because I couldn't stop crying, and then even the meds made me cry. And it was just, so the people in that unit are a lot more cheerful and laid back, because there's a mellowness and a lightness that comes with being in a unit with a bunch of dogs. And you can't stay angry for long, because you can turn around and pet a dog and it takes your anger away right away. It's very therapeutic. I'm learning so much. It's unbelievable. From being able to train a dog to be a service dog, which would be so helpful if I could turn some of these abandoned animals into service dogs. I mean, and possibly even fund my rescue legally, you know, when I get out of here, because I could never go back to that lifestyle ever again.
That was Diana Lintz for Women's Voices at Dayton Correctional Institution. After this interview, Diana was removed from the dog training program. She will have to wait another 6 months to be reinstated. I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild, and this is WYSO.